How does the soul get into the ship and leave the body? If that's what happens. I'm looking over the temple can see it. The time. Somehow the leaving is connected with that. With the ship. I see them. Herota, will you go on up to the departure, and describe IT very carefully for me? I'm old.
Old.
How does IT take place? How do you get there? How do you get into the ship? Does this take place? It seems that the old beloved shell is no longer needed and, as we go in the ship, we become new. We become new and young, but not with physical bodies at this time, but new and young. Sigh, spirit bodies like bodies, but not the same. But the sadness of leaving disappears with the old shell that was much loved. And we're new and ready. Sigh. So we begin to get a picture of the tall, fair race of people that live a many-dimensioned life, whose basic consciousnesses dwell less on the things of the body and more on the things of the finer planes than perhaps do ours on Earth. What sort of environment do these apples enjoy? First, it is definitely stated that the planet is not Earth. 141. Chapter 8, The Wanderers. Do you know where you are? Are you on Mother Earth?
No.
Do you have any idea where you are?
No.
The United States, or Europe?
No, no, it's no place that I've seen on Earth. I don't think it's part of Earth. It's no place that I've seen here. But I don't know. Though the planet is not Earth, it seems to be quite Earth-like.
Okay. Is there an atmosphere?
Yes.
See, does the planet have an atmosphere? Is it solid, like this one?
The planet's a lot like this one.
Same gravity?
No, not quite.
Slightly easier to get around, but very similar.
Very similar.
What is it like?
Nice.
Much water, little land, great riches in the ocean, great minerals.
Ah, that's it.
That's why they're all metal. They refers to the buildings the subject had just talked about. B. Do you have lakes, rivers, streams, oceans?
There is water.
Okay. Do you have fish?
142.
Chapter 8, The Wanderers. I don't know. There is much water. Their planet, call it other world, has the same day-night that we do, suggesting that they also revolve. Do you get tired, and rest and sleep?
Yes.
Is there always darkness? Or is there light and then dark?
Light and then dark.
There is day and then night.
Yes.
B. Now, you mentioned, Herod, that it was daylight, and the sun was shining. Is it also night time?
There is.
I don't see that there is night now, but I know that there is.
There seem to be cities and country, though apparently not like our rural areas.
Be all right. Now, where do you live? Where is all this taking place?
This place is removed from a city, but it's perfect.
It's not like wild country, it's perfect.
It's harmonious.
Not in the city, like the country, but
there's a sidewalk that goes from down the hill up the hill.
I'm up the hill.
There's almost a circle where I am, and then down the hill again.
How many entities were on that planet?
I don't know.
Thousands?
I don't know. I have impressions that there were cities.
This was not part of it, exactly.
143.
Chapter 8, The Wanderers. Millions?
Many, but I don't really see the rest.
I see our part, here.
Here is some description of the cities on Otherworld: streets, people, metal buildings.
Do you have a home?
It seems like I am just walking down the street, down this long.
Okay, tell me about the streets.
And about the people, and the transportation.
I don't see any transportation.
People are out on the streets.
I am just walking, and there are children.
I play.
They all wave.
A very happy time.
See, it seems like what I saw was a lot of metal, like metal buildings, something like that.
Go ahead with IT,
okay. It seems that I am a young boy or girl of apparently another world.
Go ahead with IT.
And the world is metal buildings.
And now, as best you can, tell me about these buildings.
Windows, roofs, walls, lights, they've got glass tops, domes, just smooth.
I can't see them here, windows or anything like that. There seemed to be roads, wide roads that wind around through the domes. On the right there's some tall structure. I don't understand. At least that's where the things that are going up in the air are coming from. As well as you can. Describe the taller structure.
Well, it seems circular on the very top, but it's much taller than the rest of the city. It's like a long diamond shape except that it goes in the middle instead of out. It's circular at the bottom and at the top.
144, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. In other words, it's like a big hourglass?
Right.
Okay. Now the forms going up in the air. Are they coming from the top of this structure?
I don't know. At first I saw something go up, maybe two things go up, now I don't see them.
Things?
Like what?
Objects. Solid objects?
Balloons?
No, solid objects, round.
A craft?
Most probably. It's too hard to say.
Was there any sound involved?
No.
Okay. But there was a light that was in this?
Yes. Here is further information on the craft which seemed to be coming out of the tall structure.
B, what about travel? Do you have vehicles?
Somehow. From there.
How do you travel from one city to another?
On the ground, or up off the ground?
I saw, from the top of this, I can't tell if it's the temple, I think.
I can't tell if it's the temple, but it's a rounded building from the top of which metallic, round vehicles come and go. I just see the glimmer in the night.
Okay. Describe those vehicles.
Do they have wings, like airplanes?
No.
A. Pause. 145, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. How do they lift up and support themselves? And how do they go?
It has to do again with these things.
Invisiblekins. The electromagnetic wires.
It's invisible, but it has to do with that.
Yes.
But it's...
They're metallic.
I can only see them from a distance.
Have you been in them?
At this moment I am looking from a distance.
As... There seems to be...
There seems to be what?
The way of seeing out comes from the side.
There is a...
A...
As in a brim of a hat, all around, sloping slightly upward to the windows around, and then a slightly sloped top, but mostly these that I see are... Not flat but more round.
More flat than elevated.
They're round, with the lip of the hat going slightly upward, and windows around at that point where it meets the top with nothing on. The top is smooth, and silver, blank. It has almost a white light in the starlight.
There are more than one,
they are to be used.
The craft sounds suspiciously like what we would call flying saucers.
A very painstaking description from a subject who had not previously pored over pictures of such vehicles.
B also tells us about what communications are like on other world.
What about communications from one city to another?
Did you communicate?
Invisible wires.
Wires, that comes to mind.
They were wires but they were not visible.
Did you communicate with
Mag?
Yes, go ahead.
146, Chapter 8, The Wanderers are
not
magnetic.
I don't know the concept.
I know,
I can't.
It was through hidden wires.
Wires hidden,
they were not visible.
But they had to do with
something magnetic,
electromagnetic,
I don't know what, but they were ours.
The communication of the power from the temple,
and any communication needed came from this. But it was like invisible lines going out that had power.
Although each subject was questioned to some extent about the political and governmental setup of their country or planet, no information was forthcoming from these people, who in their other world life must have been quite uninvolved in politics, either because of their place within their society allowing them freedom from the day-to-day politics of the culture, or because their culture was not a politically structured one.
It seems possible that people who have mastered the extraphysical dimensions described earlier, and who are telepathic, might well be able to function as a society without the ponderous bureaucracy and decision-making machinery of our political systems. The Otherworlders had a good deal of trouble trying to express where their planet was in relation to Earth.
See, can you give me any idea of which planet we are talking about?
No.
All right, now, In terms of Earth time, are you aware of other planets in the solar system other than your own?
Yes.
All right. Are you aware of planet Earth?
No.
All right. Which planets are you familiar with? Do you know any of them by name, or do you call them names?
I don't know. 147. Chapter 8. The Wanderers. Are you the same solar system as the Earth?
Do you have the same sun?
No.
A different sun?
Yes.
A different universe, then?
Same universe, different time.
Different dimension.
All right.
Same universe, but in a different dimension of that same universe?
Yes, that's right.
All right, I understand. In terms of time, how would you describe that as related to Earth time or universal time?
Time. I see more.
I see time easily. I am not as able to move about, yet I can. Time is more like water. It is more easily penetrated.
So you do have an understanding of time, and a way to deal with it, then?
Yes. Now, the fact that you are 10 years of age. Would those 10 years relate to 10 years of Earth time?
It is of the body. There is more room in time. We can move about and live and be in more depth.
How far is Earth from where you are, in any terms of measurement that you use?
There is no measurement.
It is just the
it is a different dimension?
Can you see the Earth from that place?
Number 148.
Chapter 8. The Wanderers. One last note about the otherworld environment, their relationship with the animals, fish, birds, animals. They are there, but they are there as a guest when they are there. They are not always there, but they will come and visit.
B. But you have an animal kingdom there?
They are there, but I don't see them now.
But they are there and they are our friends.
From your memory, are they similar to Earth animals?
I don't see them.
But there are animals there, that are.
Can you communicate with them?
Without words.
On this slightly whimsical note, we turn to the question of what the family life is like on Otherworld. The three subjects report a kind of extended family setting which is often attempted these days by communal groups.
See now your structure, family.
Do you have brothers, sisters?
It's not like we understand here.
Okay. As best you can, tell me the structure.
We're born like here. We're all of the same kind, but our people form attachments to those of natures which are harmonious, not in a single but more in a community.
Very close, like a clan.
We make no difference. I have many, say, 7 or 8 parents.
You don't know which are your real parents?
Yes.
You do know.
Yes. 149.
Chapter 8. The Wanderers. But you have 7 or 8 parents?
Yes.
Now, do you accept these as being real parents or adopted parents?
They are parents.
Now you were born to all them?
We know who planted the seed, but the bonds between the community are completely more real than the body.
Each of my parents would do anything for me.
Each of my brothers and sisters make no difference about the body. We are all of a home.
Now, you were born from one mother.
Yes.
But many fathers?
No.
Mated.
There are mated relationships in privacy.
And also each has privacy.
Are you in relation to each of those?
What you say?
Blood with only my father and my mother of the body. But I am of a family bond within the clan.
Be all right.
Herod, let's go on, now.
Let's move up later that day, or any day, to the evening.
1, 2, 3, snap. I see a smaller dwelling that's round, of the same material, that is somewhere near the temple. I think there are other of these houses also.
We gather.
I believe this is where we eat.
There are shining floors there.
We?
Your family?
Not in a tight sense.
It's a purpose. Family of purpose. But I believe actual parents are there.
We go on now to take a look at B's evening meal. 150.
Chapter 8. The Wanderers. B. Your meals would consist of what?
No animals.
No animals we're eating.
It's like a broth, but it's not of animals.
It's a gold.
White dishes.
Dishes not like dishes.
Warm.
Anyway. There are no animals in it.
It's not harming anything.
And the things we eat out of, there.
These bowls. It's almost like a marble, they're like with ornate things around them, I mean, ornate, the same material, they're not like bowls, here. Could you draw a picture of one if I gave you a piece of paper? They're like on a stand, with things coming down and holding them onto the table, and they're white, almost like marble, but not as heavy. It's like a ceremonial bowl. And all of us. There's a large one in the center from which we all eat. Someone serves us. The broth is made of grain and vegetables? I don't know. It's thick, almost like porridge, but it has nothing granular in it. You can see it's smooth and fairly thick and golden. Something like cream potatoes or pumpkin? That texture, that density. Yeah. But you don't eat fish. No. When see also talk about food, see the crops of your people are in the body. The crops are grain, and a type of root, like the potato, and other, many other, things familiar to those who are like us everywhere. Tell me about the food. What food do you eat? 151, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. It seems that you can think it, words inaudible. Teachers. Everything seems to be a lot by thought. I can't see people growing food, or making clothes. Everything is just there, if you want it there. Do you work, eat, and sleep like human people do? I'm being trained not to do so much of that. Other people do more. The clothing which these three wear is very simple and monk-like. I'm just waiting by the temple for something. Very good. Let's just wait there. What are you wearing? White robe. White, loose garment. All right. Will you tell me about your manner of dress and clothing? It is like with robes. Okay, those robes are made of what? Pause, cloth. Does the material come from that planet? Yes. Presumably the otherworlders have other garments which they can use when they need to be more active than they are in this temple life. One of the subjects has mentioned to me, not while in hypnosis but afterwards, that she had seen herself in a sort of jumpsuit or ski suit, comfortable and form-fitting, while she was on duty working off the planet. Earlier I mentioned that I could not find a political consciousness within these three people. However, they do seem to have a government, but one which is dedicated totally to service, rather than to the running of a governmental self-perpetuation machine. 152, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. See, I am of a certain clan of persons that takes a special training to serve in government. We are like monks, and give all our energies to helping society. We start very young. I'm 10. In this particular case, she had been born into the government service clan. But she was not required to remain within that caste. See, I am studying to be helpful. Very well. Is it formal study, organized study? Yes. My clan asks each to decide. Each of us who do not desire this life may join another clan. This is done at the age of 8. You have elected to stay with this clan, then? I am very happy with this clan. The clan trains its youngsters in a place which these subjects describe as a temple. B, who seems to have spent more of her life within the temple atmosphere than the other two, has a great deal to say about it. B, it's like a white building there, big building. I'm outside. It's very beautiful outside. There are steps going into the building. It's different looking, and it's not a square building, it's more rounded. The material is what? On this building it seems like a kind of stone, but not stone. It all is one piece. It's not pieces, it's all one piece. Are you saying that the entire building is just one piece, or is it like wings stacked one on top of the others? It's a rounded building, but there is some kind of design. A glyph or something on the front, the same materials that this is made of, but it stands out. It's like a temple. I don't see any turning tape over, loses continuity. Pick up on side 2 of 3 total sides. 153, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. Dot a leaf on the outside of the door. That uses flowing things and it's in relief above the door, but it's not words. Okay. Is this a symbol of some kind? Yes. What are you doing now? Look back over the past year, and see what has been going on. I can't see. Initiate comes to mind. initiate. I have been one. Am one. Am one. Can you go back to IT? Let's go back to your initiation, then, alright? 1, 2, 3, snap, inside, inside. Candles round inside. Beautiful dark, candlelight, light, and golden light at the top. Altar, there's an altar, and a robes. There are other people besides me, in the same robes, and there are at the altar teachers, teachers, priests, teachers. And there is music as though from voices, but it's not. There are no people making it. The music is there, but I don't see what causes it. That is all I see. Doing fine. Tell me about your initiation. What was it? You became a what after your initiation? A servant. You became a servant. To whom or to what? A servant of God. I don't know how, what to. Are you on the order of a priestess? No, not yet. Okay, Herod, let's move on. Let's move up 1/10 of your lifetime. 1, 2, 3, snap. I just saw that I was older and carrying a cup at this point. The same cup? A cup, a different one. Now, are you still in the temple? Are you still a student? I help with it now. 154, chapter 8, the wanderers. Okay, you've moved up some, then. There's so much still to learn. I know very little. But I'm helping with it. Good. That's what the challenge has to do with. As a general thing, what do you teach? Religious things pertaining to spiritual development, or do you teach other things along with it? Of the spirit. Let's move up to halfway, through that life. 1, 2, 3, snap. Now look back where we've passed. What are you doing now? Earlier, it had to do with the temple, sending out love and energy. We didn't actually depart physically, I can't see, later yet. But earlier, I do see that earlier the temple was used for service, but it had to do a lot with things that weren't accomplished physically. It sent out help through thought and ceremony and, I think, ritual, but it was very, it was all with love, it was as a center. Did these thoughts originate from the temple itself or from the people who were in it? All together. Left all together. Did the temple serve somewhat as a pyramid? It was not a pyramid. Yes, but on the same order? It was a holy, holy place, and it sent. It was a center for sending, strength, love, for energy, energy sending, energy. Where did they send all this energy to? Through the entire universe? Or just to that planet? It was not limited to that planet, but it encompassed that planet. It was a protection. And more. More. It protected, and it healed, and sent out also where needed, but it was. Here is the temple through the eyes of and see. 155, chapter 8, the wanderers. See, where do you go, after that point? I went to a place. I don't know where it was, but it was very beautiful. Tell me every impression of it. I wrote about it once. It is a temple. We walked across the most beautiful grass. Beautiful trees. Beautiful place. We went into the temple, a great big white marble. And no one was there, but we could hear very clearly, and we rested there until we were ready to find out what we were to do next. And we went to a temple. Will you move on now to your teacher, your destination? I seem to enter a beautiful house, a temple, like, with columns. As you approach the temple, will you give an overall view of it, and then move on up, and describe the entire entrance that you are going into? There are two columns, one on each side. Three or four steps. It glitters smooth. It is round, with a dome-like top. There is. It is hard to explain. There is. It is like music, but it is not note music. It is like air music, dancing in sparkles. Everything is transformed to glitter. Tell me about the construction of the building. Do the side walls have joints in them, or do they all have one piece, or? The walls are all one piece. They are about 10 feet high and then the dome starts. The walls are smooth, a dull, goldish color. Give me some estimate of the diameter of it. How far is it across? Is it a large building? On the outside it is not large, but on the inside it is. I am trying to remember why it is large on the inside but not on the outside. On the outside you have the impression of perhaps 100 feet in diameter? 156, Chapter 8, The Wanderer's Less. Well, that is about right. I am entering through the door. There is a cushion in the middle of the floor. It is dark outside. But not real dark, just shadowy dark. A theme that is often sounded in these regressions is that of a certain and unique light which is encountered in the temple and about its teachers. See, was there someone there to assist you, to be a guide for you? It was there, but not in the body. It was in the wind, sort of, visible to you? No. Just light. Beautiful. It is really beautiful. You can see little wind that was speaking and it was with little flecks like little beams of light. I kneel on the cushion. There is nothing else there but the air making music and I pray. And the light comes down. It is at first very heavy gold bright light, a waterfall of light. It falls on top of me and is running like a river down on the floor, and it glows the whole room. I come here before I go see the teachers. Do you have a physical sensation of touch or feel? Total warmth. Total oneness with the light. It is a dissolving of my whole body. I am washed out in the ocean. It is union. The teachers who are spoken of by these otherworlders seem to be a beautiful lot, much appreciated by their students. The job is filled by the members of the clan who have reached the age of what would presumably be retirement here on Earth. But on Otherworld, they begin a new career, passing on what they have learned to the younger clan members. Be there is a teacher that is wonderful. Go ahead with your daily work with him. How does he instruct you? 157, Chapter 8, The Wanderers. He's just blessing us all. He has much love, it all. Ness. Oh, golden, golden, golden light, there. Sighs. Beautiful, isn't it? Is it warm, cold? There is no cold or warm there. It is blessed. Then you move on to your teachers? Or to your teacher, I should say. Will you describe as you approach your teacher? I am walking back out of the temple. The man is waiting for me. The same man you passed earlier? Is he your teacher? He is not my old teacher's. But we are both going there, to my teacher's. He is. He has been waiting for me for the light to have come unto me. The two of you are going on, now, to your teacher. Yes. We seem to, there is grass. We seem to go up to a cave, like the cave before. It overlooks the city. Your teacher is in the cave? No. The back wall seems to open and we go through it, and there are the three teachers sitting in a semicircle, waiting for us. Can you describe them? Their position? They are sitting down, cross-legged. They have white robes on, and their light illuminates the whole cave. They have long, white hair, and their eyes just twinkle. They have such power in those eyes. Such power and light in those eyes. We sit down facing them and we meditate. They are. Something is coming from their heads to mine. It is knowledge. I am. I know all of this, and yet I will never. I won't remember it for a long time. They have explained this to me, and we agreed. I am. I'm like a seed. I have been. The word is being confused. I have been nurtured by them. I have been chosen to carry their information. We will be used, they say, in time. On the outside I am like a child. On the inside I am old and wise, and I, 158, Chapter 8, The Wanderers see and understand everything that they see and understand. I will not be able to speak for some time through this child. It is a strange combination. All the teachers are feeding me. The child knows what's going on, but she will forget. But the old person inside will be there always, with the information and the knowledge. I feel. They do this all in love, love that is total understanding of all that there is, and yet, I feel here a confusion because I am their seed. I'm theirs. All right. You're obtaining the information. Yes. How will the information then be released? And when will it be released? Very little at a time at first. just enough to keep the child when she goes away secure and shielded from harmful environment.